Trucker Dave out here riding the highways and byways of the greater capital area, and I heard that caller on the Alan Shar Talk show Tuesday say that he was kind of worried about Bernie Sanders, how something might happen to him. Well, anybody that runs against Hillary or says anything about her or does anything against her, they got that concern too. Just ask old Vince Foster.
Hello, this is Marilyn O'Neill calling from Great Barrington, Massachusetts, calling about today's Vox Pop Tuesday with Alan, sort of disregarding the comment about Trump's bankruptcies. He's gone through 4 bankruptcies and the billions of dollars of leaving people that he owed money to just completely unpaid 4 times. That's crazy.
My name is Walter McCabe from Fort Edward, New York. Garrison Keillor this morning incorrectly spoke of Dr. King attending Boston College for any of his degrees. That was incorrect. He received his Ph.D. from Boston University. Thank you.
Jamie Delio, Ellenville, New York. Regarding the issue of whether these fantasy football sites are gambling or a game of skill, my question is, who cares? Both of them use massive amounts of resources for what amounts to frivolous and nonsensical pursuits of getting rich quick. Add that together with the $1.5 billion on the lottery and all the other games of chance and games of skill that are sanctioned by governments. And my question is that really the best use of those resources?
My name is Tracy Timberman. I'm calling from Rotterdam, New York. I'm responding to the conversation about the water in Hoosier Falls this morning. I just wanted to make the point that the chemical that they are talking about in the water is, in fact, the same chemical that is in cookware. You need to make certain that the cookware that you have in your home does not have the PFOA chemical, because if that gets super hot on your stove, it emits a chemical that actually can kill birds. So if that is not a case of the canary in the coal mine in our own home, I don't know what would be.
Troy Thomas calling from Orange County, New York. I would like to see more balanced coverage in the presidential primaries. You seem to be excluding completely anything about Martin O'Malley and Rand Paul. 100% of the focus seems to be on Sanders and Clinton, and then Trump and Cruz.
Hello, this is Rick Orlando calling from Woodstock, New York. I just heard this story on NPR about hundreds of thousands of turkeys and chickens being euthanized again in Indiana, this time because of the fear of avian flu. And isn't it ironic that just a few short months after Congress has allowed the American poultry industry to ship chickens and poultry to China for processing to be returned to our markets, avian flu has appeared again in America. It's blatant, it's obvious, and I urge everyone to write and call their congressmen to overturn the law that has been allowed the American industry to ship chickens to China for processing.